Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, is if a person isn't sure about invalidating of the kalima, can he say kalima every day or once a week of coming back into Islam? Remember, going and thinking that one is in kufr is very dangerous, so you cannot be unsure about that. You may say the kalima, inshallah, and the intention that you are a Muslim and you remain as such, inshallah ta'ala. But you can, someone should not be doubting if he's on Islam or kufr, because he should always be firm that you are on Islam, inshallah, and you keep going. If a water does not enter the eye while wearing contact lenses, does this invalidate your wudu? If it does or doesn't, it shouldn't really invalidate your wudu, as far as I know. During wudu, a wiping over the socks invalidate the wudu? I do not see the wiping over these socks as valid. Because the socks that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum used were socks that they used to go on in the streets, and they used to walk in them, and they used to travel in them. And they did not let water go through. And if these you have these kinds of socks, then maybe that is permissible. Fulfilling the conditions. That's a matter of issue, and I don't really want to seek that with your local fiqh scholars, because I don't want to confuse you with all the fiqh things. Is this true if you throw a piece of food up in the air which travels over your head, instantly becomes haram? No, it's not true. But don't throw it. It shouldn't be. The food is for you to eat, not to throw. This is not a ball. Yeah, you can have a ball game if you want with a real ball. If you throw a baby, what is this? Is that British babysitter that used to? We heard about them, If you throw a baby friendly, I don't know how you can throw a baby friendly, over your head, and does the baby become haram and you're not allowed to touch it? I don't think I'm going to answer that. But please do not throw babies. Babies are very delicate creatures, and you should try to be soft and nice to them. Not be rough on them and throw them. If you want to throw babies, tell me and I'll give you $5 so you can buy a ball. And you can throw that as much as you want. And if you keep throwing babies, we're going to throw you one day. If a person is married, then he departs from Islam, but re-enters Islam, does he have to get married again? If he departs the circle of Islam and he comes back, according to Imam Abu Hanifa now, within the iddah time, then he can claim his wife immediately. Now, according to Imam Shafi'i, he needs to do a another contract and another mahar. So you have to be careful. If someone entered Islam again, would all of his sins be forgiven? Allah knows best. Because kufr is a serious thing, that someone is making kufr purposely. That's not like someone was originally on kufr. It's someone who's purposely committing kufr, wal-iyadu billah, disbelieving in Allah or denouncing Allah purposely. This is serious. You have to always ask Allah for forgiveness, and this is a problem. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. Please, could someone recite the Qasida Burda at the end of today's session? We will try. Inshallah. Salli ala Rasulullah wa alih. Are Muslims allowed to write stories about ghosts and people being, I don't know what that means, or is it haram? Okay. I'm only asking, see, this is Chinese writing again here. So, I'm only asking because I am sort of a writer and I'm only 11. May Allah bless you. Now that you're 11, I love you and I respect that Chinese writing. I think you should write Chinese stories instead. You say no. If you say no, then how come Muslims write about the Dajjal? Well, you can write stories about things that you won't, inshallah, let your mind go wild. But I will tell you this. If you read the Quran, try to read the Quran, even though you are 11, and try to let your mind write stories about these events in the Quran, because we need these things. We need some Quranic stories for the kids by the kids. Because you know how we Muslims write Quran stories for the kids? You do this, you do that, face series. You can't smile, of course. If you smile, they consider this is a problem. You know, a scholar is perceived someone who never smiles, number one. And always has a barrier between him and the people. And that we have to break these things. Okay, because it's not true. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to race with Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. One time she races, she's ahead of him. Next day she's ahead of her. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum used to play with each other with the watermelon. After they eat the watermelon, they throw it at each other. Now if someone does that, they say, what kind of scholar is this? Look. No. So I would like people, actually, I would like all of us to think about our children, those of you who have children, those of you who don't. But still, because they need you and they need these things, instead of raising them on the Smurfs, you know, you should raise them on some of the surahs in the Quran. You know, should you Smurf to live or live to Smurf? Which one? Okay. My father passed away 3 weeks ago. May Allah have mercy on his soul and our souls as well. Is there anything specific I can do for him to help him in the grave? May Allah help him and mine. I just mentioned what you should do. You can do two things. Definitely give sadaqah and make a dua all the time for him. Continuous charity. That is something that people benefit from continuously. That would be very helpful. If a person becomes kafir by believing in something blasphemous, you said his wife becomes a divorcee. By declaring his faith again makes him Muslim. But does that mean his wife is still divorcee? I already mentioned that. Are Allah's attributes separate or not separate from Allah? I believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his attributes, in other words, it's not two entities. I don't want you to start imagining, because remember we said, seize your imagination. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his attributes are established because of him subhanahu wa ta'ala. As such, and submit that belief to Allah, because no one knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that sense, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I believe. And of course, those of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi are the most knowledgeable in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So seize your mind in that. Because you cannot conceive it. Simply, you can't conceive it. If I tell you, describe to me what an airline is going to look like, an airline jet is going to look like in 300 years, you can't tell me that. So you're trying to wander around in these things, and I think it's better to seize your mind, even though the scholars say about these things. But I don't want you to get too philosophical on these things. The best thing to believe is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his attributes are eternal, everlasting, not subject to change, not created, and not resembling the creation. And they are existent, or they are because of him subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, they are not entities other than him, and they are given to him or granted to him. Because no, you see where you're going. I just wanted to clear something. Is it permissible to ask through intercession of someone, but not ask from someone directly? Sterile person asks from the dead for him and her to grant her child. I think the best thing is to ask Allah. Ask Allah. Ask Allah for a child. Inshallah, Allah gives you a child. Is it wrong to sleep on your front? The sunnah is to sleep on your right. And the success is always in following the sunnah. Is woman allowed to lead prayer in front of other women? In the Hanafi fiqh that you are following, I think you can't. So don't try to, because I don't want to confuse. Again, you have Hanafi scholars here, and you should probably follow them, and I'm not going to give you fatwa on the Hanafi madhab, because you have people here, I don't want to take all their roles, you know. Then they start, they think, well, this guy is coming, he won't take the Hanafi fiqh from us too? No. But in the Hanafi fiqh, the woman is just prays. If you don't know the direction of the prayer and it's time to pray, can you pray in any direction? Can you pray salah in the car? You cannot pray fard salah in the car, of course, because you're moving. And fard, you must be standing if you can. Now, as far as direction of the prayer, you need to make ijtihad. In other words, you can't just say, oh, okay, I'm just going to do here. If you don't know where it is and you have no way of finding out, you try to do your best judgment and then you pray. So you have to exercise your best judgment. Is it permissible to learn fard ayn from a sheikh recorded lectures on audio, because some classes do not accommodate sisters, but we also have a thirst for seeking knowledge. May Allah quench your thirst. Yes, it is permissible, but of course you're missing on the sunnah of talaqqi. And remember, talaqqi meaning getting the knowledge from the mouth of the scholars, and that's how they got it from their scholars, and that's how they got it scholars to scholars to scholars to the Prophet ﷺ. And that's the blessing and that's the barakah. Of course, if it's necessary, you have to do what you have to do. May I ask your honorable self? Well, I don't know about that. My humble self, may Allah forgive me. I have lots of sins, and if you know them, you probably wouldn't talk to me. Is it part of our aqidah that Muslims will see Allah in the hereafter? Jazakallah khair. It's a matter of slight differences among the Muslim ummah. And anyway, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe if there is a sight, then it will be without a how, without a place, without these things that your eyes, and in a way that you will never and cannot conceive. And some other scholars believe really you'll only see the effects of that. And so, in that sense, just submit to it. How will be there, without a place, without a time, without a distance, without the eyes, without encompassing, without all these scholars that talked about that. They said so many withouts. So, Allah knows best. Some people follow religious people and call them peer. They become bayat of the peer and visit him regularly. Can you comment on this, please, with reference of it, if it's religiously valid or not? I assume... I assume that means you're seeking. Of course, some religious people, I don't know what religious people by mean. All Muslims are religious people, supposedly. So, of course, they are scholars, ulama, ahl al-dhikr, ahl al-ilm. Yes, those ahl al-ilm, you may seek knowledge from them. And what do you mean by bay'ah? I don't know, of course. But I know something that, of course, I know what you mean, but what I'm trying to tell you is, what you should seek from the scholars is knowledge. And what you should seek from the scholars is the Qur'an and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And learn the Qur'an. And I tell you right now, you have scholars here in this city and in this country that can teach you the Qur'an. And you should seek the Qur'an on their hands because the Qur'an is the most honorable thing. And, spending years and years and doing bay'ah and doing dhikr, but not reciting the Qur'an, not knowing how to recite the Qur'an, it's a serious breach. So be careful in these things. Of course, I'm not saying that is not right. Of course, I don't know what you mean by peer. We call ahl-ilm, or scholars, or sheikhs, if you want. And that's beautiful enough. Those scholars who are on that level of piety, they don't need all your titles. They already have that connection. They already have that spiritual level with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They really have dissolved themselves from earth. They don't care about these titles that you want to give them and about peer and about all these things. You can call them whatever you want and they are the stars of this earth. Abdul Qadir al-Jailani, he walks in Baghdad and shaitan comes to him and makes a light for him. Says, "Ya Abdul Qadir, now you don't have to pray. Khalas. You are forgiven everything." He hears a voice. You are forgiven. You don't have to do anything. And then Sayyidina Abdul Qadir, he thinks. He said, "Khasita ya adu Allah. You are liar, O enemy of Allah." And then all of a sudden, Shaitan comes to him and says, "How do you know it was me?" He says, "Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always orders the good." Therefore, Ahmad al-Rifa'i radiallahu anhu wa arda, Sayyidina Ahmad al-Rifa'i al-Kabir, used to say, and he is one of the biggest, if you want to say peers, but he was one of the biggest scholars of this ummah. Yani Ahmad al-Rifa'i, wa Abd al-Qadir Jailani, wa Shah Bahauddin Naqshbandi, wa Abd al-Khaliq al-Ghajdawani, Mawlana Jishti. All these people are all scholars of, don't think they were just Sufi scholars per se. They were scholars in Tawheed, they were scholars in Hadith, they were scholars in Fiqh, they were scholars in Hadith, they were scholars in Aqa'id. They were scholars in tafsir. And then they left all this dunya. Huh? To them, the sand and the gold was equal in value. Sand and gold was equal. It doesn't matter. Sand or gold, the same thing. Sayyidina Ahmad Rifa'i said, "Hushirtu ma'a Haman wa Fir'aun." He said, "May Allah gather me with Haman and Fir'aun. If it ever occurred to me one day, or it may ever occur, that I am the best one in my majlis." in his own halaqa, and all of them, thousands of people sitting in his halaqa and in his majlis, he said, may Allah gather me with Haman and Fir'aun if I ever thought I was the best one among them. So those people you may follow, yes, and you may learn and you may try to serve them all your life and learn something from them. If an ex-husband is not contributing towards the children's upbringing, he is married again and is concentrating on second wife children, is he accountable? Yes, he is accountable. So are you. Is it permissible to say, we already answered that yesterday. I'm not going to repeat things that we answered yesterday. Have Muslims seen a worse time than the world today? Palestine, Kashmir, Chechnya. It will be only worse. Allah knows best. Fiqh question. This is too long. I will answer tomorrow. I don't want to. If you make too big of stories, it's really hard for me, especially when the handwriting is. I can't really read handwritings of anybody. Even mine, I can't read it. If a child, Muslim, non-Muslim, dies at 8-7, he's not accountable. Do the kuffar ever enter Jannah? No. Those who disbelieve in Allah do not enter Jannah. If the mosque imam announces the name of people who paid money towards the mosque, do they still get rewarded? Yes, they get rewarded, of course. Sometimes it's good to initiate these things, not for the sake of show-off, but for the sake of motivating other people. So, I mean, it's a way of two things. If there's show-off, it's no good, of course. Are people who calculate compatibility of two people to marry by using numbering method, is it allowed? I don't know what that means. Is it in the book and sunnah? If it is, then please tell me about it. In Hanafi madhab, why do men and women read salah differently? Ask your Hanafi scholars. They're sitting right next to me. You know, because you want me to tell you other opinion. I know why you're saying that, because you want me to know what I'm going to tell you about Imam Shafi and Imam Malik and Imam Ahmad. So I'm not going to tell you. So you go ask them. But not because I don't want to tell you, because we have lots of questions. And these things can easily be answered. Does punishment in the grave mean reduced punishment in hell? Allah knows best, but I think they're totally separate. If Allah hears all, when we say Prophet hears, can hear too, isn't this a contradiction? Allah has given Prophet the ability to hear us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed an angel specifically to deliver your salam to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that angel then, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet is enabled to reply to you by your name. That's what the hadith says, and that's what we believe. Having heard this, we need help. Then we need someone. I don't know what you're talking about. If we, what is we ask Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I can't understand your writing. Having here your
this week.
We need help, then. I can't understand this, so I'm not going to wait. Make sure when you write the question, write it very clearly. Did Isa have any siblings? Not that we know of. Though there's a narration that says that he did. When Allah told the angels, I am going to place a khalifa on earth, they did say, will you make someone who will cause corruption and killing? How did they say? How did they know if Allah had not created any of it? Because they were not going to be angels. Allah told them, قَالَ إِنِّي جَعِلَ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً قَالَ وَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَا يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the angels, I'm going to make khalifa on earth, but that khalifa was not going to be an angel. And since the khalifa was not going to be an angel, therefore it's going to be a sinner. Because angels what? لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. They do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they do what they are told. Remember, there are two kinds of creations, actually, or three. Angels, they have desire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them intellect and stripped them away from the choice. They have to do what they're told. And we have people who have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them a choice. They have desire and they have intellect. And also, you have animals who basically have little intellect and desires. And those people who act like animals, that means those people have more desires than intellect. So, if they are not angels, by definition, they're going to have desires. And therefore, if they have desires, they will make sin. So that's why. Above the seventh heaven, is it Jannah? But where is the layers of Jahannam? Allah knows best. It's inferior, that's what we know. So where is inferior? Allah knows. Can you listen to Islamic song with music, instrumental? We already mentioned that instrumental music or any kind of music is not allowed. So I don't know what you mean by instrumental. If you mean all these little instruments, then I don't see the permissibility of them, and Allah knows best. If you hear a hadith from someone who has earned your trust, should you accept it? No, unless you verify it. And otherwise, you're thinking with their brain. Okay, how do you increase your taqwa? By acquiring knowledge and applying that knowledge. Acquiring knowledge and applying the knowledge. Can you wear clothing that has a picture of an animal or a person? You shouldn't. Can you have dolls or toys in your home? Should try to stay away from these things. Is it permissible to donate, give body parts? According to our fiqh, it is not permissible. Are Muslim women allowed to shave their head? Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Well, you know, if you shave your heads, who's going to marry you then? I don't know. Or maybe some people have like bald fetishes or something. Okay. I don't know about that. You may shave your head if you want. You can cut the hair, but you don't have to shave it, you know. May Allah help us. Oh, we need help, then we may only ask Allah or someone who's alive. What if we ask the Prophet ﷺ to ask Allah for us? Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. And sometimes you can do tawassul, of course, with the Prophet ﷺ. Best thing is always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do tawassul whenever the opportunity comes. There's no problem with that, inshaAllah ta'ala. With the right conditions. Of course, not believing that the Prophet ﷺ has any of the attributes of the creation, of the Creator. The Prophet ﷺ does not have any of the attributes of the Creator. He is the most honorable of the creation. Salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi wa alayhi. If a woman is divorced, what rights does she have, such as financial compensation? She has many rights, and that is done through your local faqih, and you know you have many rights in that once you're divorced. Is Islamic State Khilafah going to come again? Inshallah, you and us, not only make dua, work towards it. That's the point. We can talk, but you know, talk is cheap, remember? You said Allah is just. Naam, Allah is adil. Isn't this something the creation can do? Yes. Allah is ra'uf, merciful. Can't you be merciful? Yes. But we said that the attribute is different than the attribute of Allah. It's only similar in name, but the essence of it is not the same. Can we kneel down and salam our parents by touching the feet and bringing the hands to the chin? Can you kiss their hands? Yes, I used to kiss their hands and I would kiss their feet. The area that I am from contains a lot of Muslims which have different beliefs. Muslims have one belief, really. I don't know what you're talking about, different beliefs. People tend to come to me and ask me, why do I celebrate the birthday of the Prophet? I take the word celebrate and say, I am happy because the Prophet was born. Okay, so you don't say celebrate. We are all happy because the Prophet was born, and you should be happy every single minute of your life. I'm doing, hi, how are you? I'm doing fine, thank you. Well, my question is regarding marriage. Oh my God. What advice would you give to a brother who does not want to get married ever? He is avoiding the sunnah. And the sunnah is to get married. You know, people want to get married more than, you know, somebody doesn't want to get married. What's wrong with you? Sahaba radiallahu anhum used to have, you know, after the four wives, 50, 60, 100 concubines. And you don't want to get married? Something is wrong. Now, may Allah guide you, you should get married. The question I am wondering about Okay, we don't want you to wonder. I have got lots of magazines and leaflets and pamphlets at home which include the Quranic ayahs. You need to destroy them in a proper way. In proper way meaning either shredding them in totality to a way that the letters are or the words are no longer distinguishable, or burn them, just put them and burn them all. What is the state of Murtad with a T, who re-enters Islam as they class as new Muslim? No, they're not. They disbelieved. It's a huge sin. But you ask Allah for forgiveness and Allah may forgive, because now he's Muslim again. Can you please describe Salatul Awabin? Salatul Awabin, basically you can pray up to almost 6, some people said 8 rak'ahs after Maghrib, inshaAllah ta'ala. And there are weak hadith in it, inshaAllah ta'ala. Just asking, what is your view on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He is the most honorable of the creation. That's my view. If he is alive or not, I already mentioned that yesterday. And I don't think I need to go into that again. Just want you to do dua for everyone here. Astaghfirullah. I need everyone's dua, really, I do. And I need it sincerely. So when you don't see me now, when you go home, say, oh Allah, forgive this sinner. God has no gender, absolutely. Then why do we say he? Because he does not necessarily mean a gender. You have to don't try to compare Allah to the creation. Allah is the creator. So say Allah is not like the creation. And you cannot say a she, so you say a he. And he does not refer to gender. Why are prayers 5 times, not 6 times? Why do we fast 30 days of Ramadan, not like Ramadan and Sha'ban? And why the Prophet's name, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was Muhammad? Yeah, many things you can say. Why skies are 7, not 8? We can wonder about that for a long time, right? We can come up with all kinds of questions. Sallu ala Rasulillah wa Ali. Are married couples sinning because of the lack of knowledge of menstruation? Shouldn't people acquire this knowledge before marrying? Well, people should acquire lots of knowledge before they marry. Among them, of course, that. Many people do khatams. By khatams, I mean preparing and praying over food, especially on Thursday evenings. Reward. Is it permissible? Is this just Qadiri Tariqa? Or do other Muslims do this? You may give food and you may make dua for those who are deceased, and inshallah they will get the reward. At work, a Salafi sometimes leads the prayer. He may have anthropomorphic beliefs. I am a Salafi. Salafi means someone who follows the Salaf. Don't you follow the Salaf? Abu Hanifa, you think, is from the Khalaf? Abu Hanifa was born what year? 80 of Hijra. So he was from the first line of Salaf. So all the Muslims are Salafis by nature. Okay? In that sense, because Salafis meaning following the Imams, also the Imams were Salafis, or the Imams just came. Salaf means past. And if Tasawwuf means following the Book and Sunnah, then we're all also Sufis. If someone has anthropomorphic beliefs, in other words, if they believe seriously, you should not make a serious judgment unless they are very explicit. Then you should abstain from praying behind these people. And you should not say he's a Salafi. Because we're all the Muslims by that are basically Salafis. We all follow the Salaf, radiallahu anhum. He said, we should be nice. You said we should be nice to non-Muslims. Can I therefore give Christmas cards? No, you can't give Christmas cards. But you can give me Christmas gifts. No, you can't give me Christmas gifts either. You can't give them Christmas cards, because what they believe Christmas is, they believe Christmas is the day that the Son of God was born. That's the problem. And we don't believe that God has a son. So therefore, you should be nice to them, but you should not try to celebrate an occasion that is totally in contradiction with our belief. Many Muslims don't marry converts, partly because of parents objecting to this. How can we educate our parents to get out of this tribalism mentality? And what advice can you give converts who want to marry? I want to give everybody advice to learn the deen of Allah. And once you learn the deen of Allah, it broadens your horizon. The Prophet ﷺ said, marry a religious person. If parents want their children, all these things about parents objecting, please parents, don't object to anyone whether it's a male or a female, who want to marry someone who is religious, regardless of race, gender, national origin, color, cuteness, ugliness, as long as they are religious, then that is your security. So, therefore, in the older days, how did the people celebrate the Mawlid? IG in Syria. Were there Mawlid celebrations? According, I like to say happiness again, not celebration. We are happy every day. Stopping doing the Mawlid like the older days. Remember that people celebrated or people were happy for the birth of the Prophet ﷺ by reciting the Quran and by learning the Seerah and by talking about how the bounties of the Prophet ﷺ and his characters and his shama'il sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Stuff like that, that makes your heart love him and is filled with love for him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How easy is it for a woman to divorce if her husband mistreats her or cheats on her? Well, her husband should not cheat on her, nor should he mistreat her. What is the punishment? That is very grave punishment. But she should ask, if she should try to solve the problem, and if it doesn't solve, of course she may ask him for divorce. Yesterday you said the deen is complete and there is no need for additions. However, some say we can make new additions in the form of good bid'ah. Is this allowed? Well, this is no addition to the deen, and to the essence of deen. Of course, there is no addition. But let me say this. The Prophet ﷺ, we don't have a narration, for example, that he gave sadaqah in thousands of pounds. What if you do? The Prophet ﷺ did not pray, did not fast 2 months or 3 months consecutively. Is it haram if you do? No, it's not haram, inshallah. So that would not go under the bid'ah, because now this is too vast of a question, too ambiguous. What is your definition of a bid'ah? This is a fiqh issue, and I will answer it for you very clearly if you ask me more clear. Some people refuse to go to other mosques and they refuse to pray behind other imams. I think that is doubting that their belief, that their prayers will be accepted. If they are forced, they repeat their prayers. This has an ayah, so make sure you destroy it. Of course, that's wrong, and one should always think good about their fellow Muslims. They should not think bad about their fellow Muslims. Inshallah. Whether you believe the Prophet ﷺ knows everything or not, but still tell us that, do people commit shirk when they say that the Prophet ﷺ knows everything? Because Allah knows everything. Everything is limited. Allah is attributed with knowledge that is eternal, everlasting, not created, not subject to change, and not resembling the creation. Do we have a hadith that says that the Prophet ﷺ explicitly knows everything? We have an ayah that says Allah may tell any of his creation anything he wills. So we stop there. I mean, why do you want to push yourself all the way? If Allah is just, he warns people in a Muslim family and another in kuffar. Allah gives everyone the opportunity, whether he's a kafir or a Muslim, to seek the truth. And you're accountable to seek the truth. And then, based on that, you're accountable. You're not accountable based on your birth. Everyone is born, they have equal rights. He gives you the capability and the mind. And that's why you're judged based on the mind that Allah gave you. What has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mutashabihat in the Quran? What is the wisdom? Because if I were to tell you something you don't understand, you wouldn't. I have to try to give you examples. Allah tried to give us examples so it comes closer to our mind, so we understand. And at the same time, He told you the true meaning only Allah knows, so don't get into the true meaning. Is it permissible to work, help the Hizb al-Tahrir to establish the Khilafah? I don't recognize entities, and to me, Muslims are Muslims. You are supposed to help your fellow Muslims to bring hope, growth, and opportunity and prosperity to the Muslim Ummah, and among them, Khilafah for sure. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi. But I will give, inshallah, the mic to Sheikh Muhammad Ismail. Inshallah, he will make dua for us. Inshallah, bismillah.